Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've read a lot of memoirs. I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things.
You know, I spent more time on my hands and knees, picking through rugs, smoking anything that even remotely resembled crack cocaine.
That was like crazy inspirational.
I probably smoke more Parmesan cheese than anyone that you know, I'm sure.
When my get up and go has got up and went, anchor for a hunk of cheese.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I think that, you know, listen, I think we're all dealing with some post-Trump stress disorder.
You look a little stressed.
Oh, I'm stressed.
For our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer.
Don't you see? This is tearing us apart.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Don't you get frustrated sometimes when you see the way the churches roll over to big state government, even if you're not particularly religious? I mean, just watching these Democrats push churches around when they have protection under the First Amendment. And it's all for this unnecessary panic over COVID-19. And there was just a great incident. You may have seen it by now. It's from Good Friday, and then I guess they came back on Sunday. But there's a Polish priest, I guess, in Calgary, which is Canada, obviously, and he came from Poland, you know, in the old days when the Soviet Union had its thumb on Poland's neck, its boot on Poland's neck. It was in the Warsaw Pact, and he escaped to the West so that he wouldn't have to deal with jackbooted thugs telling him what to do about his religion or any other damn thing that he so chose to do. And then these people come in under the guise of health and protection, and it's for the children, and it's good for you, and it's an investment in the future, and we have to do this to save people. And so they tried to shut him down, his Good Friday services, and he went crazy. And you know what? I'm so happy he did. I wish we had more Pastor Artur Pawlowski's, because this is the guy's name. Listen to his reaction when the cops come in and try to shut him down. Cut one.
Please get out. Get out of this property. Immediately get out. Okay. Get out of this property immediately. Out. I don't want to hear anything. Out of this property immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out! Out! Out of this property! Immediately until you come back with a warrant. Out! 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 Out of this property! Immediately out! Immediately go out and don't come back.
That's the guy I want to see on cable TV. I don't want to see Dr. whatever name is Wynn talking about how they have to crack down on free English, Canadian, or American citizens who are trying to exercise their rights as free human beings. I want a guy like this. Cut two.
I don't want to talk to you. Not a word. Out of this property. Out of this property, immediately out. I don't care what you have to say. Out! Out! Out of this property, you Nazis! Out! Out! Gestapo is not allowed here. Immediately, Gestapo is not allowed! Out! Do you understand English? Get out of this property. Go! So go.
Go and don't come back without a warrant. Out, Nazi. Out. Out.
Out, Nazi. Heard somebody say on the radio today, they asked somebody from the old Nazi communist era. They said, what was the difference between Nazis and communists? And the old lady said, a flag. It's the same thing. It is. Isn't that, what is the difference? They, you know, in Poland, they had this group called Solidarity, and the cops would come in and shut you down just like the cops in Canada came in and tried to shut this guy down because he believes in God. I mean, it's his religion, and the cops' religion is worship of the state, and do whatever they're told to do by the little Gestapo, as Reverend Pawlowski called it. Cut three.
You understand? Nazis are not welcome here. Out.
And don't come back without a warrant. Do not come back without a warrant. You understand that? You're not welcome here. Nazis are not welcome here. Gestapo is not welcome here. Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths. Unbelievable, sick, evil people. Intimidating people in a church during the Passover. You Gestapo, Nazi, communists, fascists. Don't you dare coming back here.
As a texter says, someone is finally using the word Nazi properly. It is. That is. National Socialist Party. They're just trying to come in, and then, of course, they go, they issue a statement. Oh, we're just trying to protect people. What law did he violate? He was conducting a religious ceremony. It was a gathering of free people, not Americans, Canadian, free people, and they just couldn't wait to shut him down. Some Karen called, somebody who's afraid to go out of her house unless she's got a mask on. I know I'm using the female pronouns, but generally speaking, Karens tend to be females. By the way, Taylor, that's a possible another question for tomorrow. What should a male Karen be named? Brad, Chad, or just Karen? I'm gonna vote Karen. If we do that as the poll question, I'm voting Karen tomorrow.
Chad is already used in the lingo. That's a completely different meme.
Chad? What do you mean?
It's like a stereotypical Nantucket boy, you know, wearing the Nantucket red pants and
preppy.
Yeah, preppy, exactly. That's a Chad.
You don't think a Chad could work as a...
You can't
described as a Karen, a male Karen.
You can't co-opt Chad. It's already taken.
Yeah. All right, 844-500-4242. 603 says, I want this pastor waiting for Charlie Parker at Logan when he comes back from Florida. Yeah, I know.
Any guest services anywhere?
Wouldn't you love to see him come in? Today we have a special guest pastor to deliver the homily and the sermon. And it's Reverend Reverend Arthur Pawlowski.
Do they still do opening prayers at the Senate meetings?
They do indeed. Out! Out! All of you Nazis want to bust the ball wear masks forever. Out! Nazi Gestapo communist. My only regret is he didn't get Stasi in there to kind of like modernize it a little bit. I know Stasi's out of business too, but not really. It's called the Board of Health Inspections. Male Karens or Kens? How about that? Is that it? But I think of Ken as Barbie's boyfriend.
Right.
That's kind of taken too. I think we may have to think about this one.
Maybe a Gary.
Hmm. I don't know.
I think there is a term. I'll have to look it up.
We'll have to. Maybe we'll do this tomorrow. If someone else has got some more terms for male Karens, give us a call. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back here. If you want to, would you like Reverend Pawlowski to be your pastor at your church? I don't know if it'd be good for long term, but he'd be good as a visiting cleric. The Biden administration's policies and executive orders are already causing some economic disturbance. Tax laws are going to change. Your tax burden on selling real estate will grow. So don't get caught flat-footed and squander the equity in your real estate built up over years or decades. Sell today with J.J. Manning. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. There is a big reason why Mass Lawyers Weekly voted J.J. Manning number one for four consecutive years. Because they have a huge following of bidders who pay cash when you sell with a broker. You pay the commission. But in an auction, the buyer pays. That'll save you 6, 7% right there. These are treacherous times in the real estate market. Some sectors are at all-time highs. Others are losing ground. Don't wait until Joe Biden destroys this sector of the economy, too, before you cash out. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call them today at 800-521-0111. 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
Forget grocery store crowds. Choose from over 25 chef-created recipes every week with HelloFresh. You'll get a box on your doorstep filled with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients. That in as little as 20 minutes will become delicious meals. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, with code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. HelloFresh.com/Howie12. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which is the worst purveyor of fake news? ABC, NBC/MSNBC, CBS, or CNN?
I'm voting for Lifetime Achievement Award, NBC/MSNBC.
They're coming in second place, 34%. First place is CNN with 58%.
This wow. is CNN.
That's very impressive. I didn't expect them to do quite that well.
Those are the best ratings they've had in years.
Those are the only ratings they've had in years. All right, before we go to the phone lines, let me just read you the statement by the Calgary Police Department after getting thrown out of the church. We do not wish to disturb anyone's holidays or religious or spiritual events. However, we must support our partner agencies when called upon to help ensure everyone can safely celebrate these occasions. Again, note the Orwellian language.
They're
going to help everyone celebrate the occasions by stopping everyone from celebrating the occasions.
Are not in order.
Orwell would have to be up 24 hours a day to be writing this stuff. And he wouldn't be able to make it up. You can't make this stuff up. Anna, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Anna.
Hi, Howie. I just have a suggestion for the male name. I would say Darren. So you got Karen and Darren.
That's not bad, actually. Darren. I think of Darren, though, as the guy in Bewitched. Maybe I'm dating myself.
Too.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think of Darren McGavin.
Darren McGavin.
The Night Stalker.
The Night Stalker. He was in many crappy TV series. Going back to Riverboat, way, way back.
Man with a Golden Arm.
There you go. There are many I don't know. I don't know. We're going to have to think about this. This is a good topic, though. Sir James, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sir James.
Hey, Howie, thank you. I got one for you. How about Keith? Sticking Keith, with a K.
Yeah, but Keith, I don't think of Keith Richards as being he's the ultimate Keith, isn't he, at this point?
Yeah, probably.
He's probably also very anti-Karen.
Somehow I can't see Keith Richards wearing a mask unless someone asked him to take a breathalyzer test after he left his Lamborghini wrapped around a tree or something. I don't know about that one, Sir James. Thanks for the call. Everyone's going for the K names. The K names are the rhyming names. There could be other things, too. 207 from Maine had a good one. Willard. I guess you have to know who he's talking about.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, we get it. We get it. Matt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Howie. This is Matt up in northern Vermont, and we call male Karens Kevins. That's hands down it.
Kevins?
Kevin.
That's kind of an anti-Irish slur, though, isn't it, Matt?
Not really. I mean, you got Karens, you got Kevins.
Now we're going for the alliterations here. I don't know. I don't know about Kevins. I've never been a big fan of the name Kevin, but I don't think...
That's my dad's name.
It's your dad's name?
Yeah. So I have my own aversions to that being used as the male Karen equivalent.
I really think Brad is a good name. I don't care if it's... You know, sometimes nicknames move on from one person to another, you know? Like Tip O'Neill was originally a baseball player back in the early 20th century, but so there was a kid named Tom O'Neill in North Cambridge, and they just decided to give him the baseball player's name, and he became Tip O'Neill, right? Arthur Flagenheimer, the gangster, he became Dutch Schultz. He wasn't the first Dutch Schultz. There was another guy, I guess he looked like a gangster in the Bronx, so they named him Dutch.
Surprised you haven't gone with what I would think is the most obvious contender.
What's that?
Charlie.
Yeah, you know what? That is a real good point, Taylor. Charlie. That has local. That's better. The guy from Vermont, I thought he was going to say Phil for his governor, Phil. But I mean, obviously, Phil, as bad as he is in his own way, is nothing but a shadow of Charlie's rottenness. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie. There's a guy online who came up with a name, and he said he used 70 years of data of childbirth names to come to the conclusion. He said it's Terry. Terry.
Yeah. Taylor was mentioning Terry. But I don't know many people named Terry anymore, do you?
No, not anymore, no. And the only ones I really knew were girls, Teresa, you know.
Yeah. Terry Sanford was a former governor of North Carolina, and then he became a senator for one brief, undistinguished term. Terry. I'm trying to think of any other Terrys that I know. I only know
Terrence Howard. He's an actor. Wasn't he in that The Empire series?
I don't know. Ralph Terry, but that was a last name. He was a Yankees pitcher back in the 60s. Let's see here. Linda, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Linda.
My contribution to the opposite of Karen is a Kenan, K-E-N-A-N. It's a male name, starts with a K, rhymes with Karen, and it's kind of like a swishy, you know...
But that's a last... Isn't that a last... That's a last name, isn't it? Kenan?
First name.
And it's usually pronounced, well, like at Carolina, at UNC, the football stadium is named Kenan Stadium, but it's K-E-N-A-N. And the Kenan family, they married into the Flaglers, and they own the Breakers in Florida. I don't know about that. That doesn't do much for me. Jeff, thanks for the call, though. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, hey, Howie. I'm from Vermont, like Matt, but I'm a little more south, closer to Burlington. And we usually say Kyle, you know, as a
Kyle.
Kid.
I like Kyle. Even though Kyle Rote was a great football player back in the day for the Giants. Kyle. What do you think of that one, Taylor? I like Kyle.
It's not bad.
Kyle and Karen. See, you get the alliteration in. Maybe. We'll have a list tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr. Between the news, appointment TV, and endless scrolling on our phones, we're looking at screens more than ever. But how do you rest your eyes without feeling totally unplugged? By putting in a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. Whether you're listening to your favorite podcast, binging an audiobook, or working out to a pumped-up playlist, Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat-resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. There are no dangling wires or white stems to worry about. Raycons offer a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look in a variety of colorways for maximum style. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. The best part? Raycon wireless earbuds start at half the price of the other premium audio brands. So you can pick up a pair and a spare. Right now, get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buy, B-U-Y, raycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
How could I forget Terry Bradshaw? Goodness gracious. He's the most famous Terry around right now. The former Steelers quarterback. He's now an NFL analyst.
I love Terry Bradshaw. Did you mention Terry Hatcher? Different spellings, but still, Terry.
But that's a female, isn't it?
Yeah, but, I mean, she has one of the best lines in TV history. They're real and they're fabulous.
I'm thinking if right now, I'm thinking that the three top contenders, and again, we may do, I think we'll probably do this as a poll question unless something really jumps out tomorrow. I'm guessing my top three right now are Willard, Charlie, and Kyle.
I think Kyle wins, but that's just me.
We and people are saying, Grace, you mentioned this, and a couple of the texters mentioned this, that the George Carlin skit about Kyle. But I asked Taylor if he thought we could play it, but, you know, knowing George Carlin, it's probably going to require a lot of editing work.
I might go back.
Put it on the air.
I might, during the break after Hate Mail, I might look at it and just see if I can get the Kyle part, because I remember him specifically mentioning Kyle. And I brought that specific comedy act up this weekend during Easter because I was laughing with people, because his whole point was that names, based off what you name people, it can change their whole lives. And he says, you know, used to be Jimmy, Bobby, Joey. And he said, I bet all those people could beat the crap out of Kyle and Todd. And
I bet they could, too.
You know, all the names you just mentioned. And so that got me thinking of it. I'm like, I just saw a stand-up about this exact thing. So I'll try to find it and snip it out a little bit.
You remember the scene, the wedding scene in Goodfellas when they go around and Henry Hill says he's getting introduced to everybody and all the guys are named Peter or Paul.
Yes.
Peter, Paul.
And all the
Paul.
Maries.
Yes. And in my Big Fat Greek Wedding, it's all Nicholas. They're all Nicholas. I remember how when I first told you my dad's family and I listed them off, you thought I was quoting Good Will Hunting because it was Joey, Billy, Bobby, Tommy, Jimmy, Kathy, Mary Kay, Betty Ann.
When
those
I
are real names.
When I turned in the Brothers Bulger, the book, the manuscript, the New York editor said, you know one thing I don't like about this book? Everybody's got the same first names. And then he paused and he said, including Howie.
He said, welcome to Boston, baby. All right. It is time, without further ado, for Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday.
Now, before we get into all of the hate, Howie, I do want to give you a special shout out, which I know you saw. The New York Post mentioned you in one of their columns about how inept and corrupt the FBI is. So I just thought that was kind of cool.
That's good. I appreciate that. Thank you for mentioning that, Grace. I was glad to see that.
Whenever
I always
the
like
New York
to appear
Post.
In the I always like to appear in the New York Post.
Yeah, no, it's always really cool, and I'll tweet
unless
that
it's
out
in a
people.
Matt Gaetz type of context or Hunter Biden type of context.
Yeah, in that case, you don't want to be mentioned anywhere.
No.
All right, so let's start here. Some of our listeners, even our haters, got into the Easter spirit. Let's start with cut one.
Hey, how are you, pathetic? I looked at your website. Holy crap. Oh, thank you, Mr. President. Are you all right? By the way, maybe I won't call you again because I'm wasting my friggin' time. Oh, by the way, my sister-in-law watches all the time. And I told my sister I can't stand him. I can't stand Howie Carr. You know what she said? You don't like Trump. Goodbye, Howie. Goodbye. Good riddance. Oh, by the way, happy Easter.
See, the difference is when Trump went crazy on Saturday and wrote his screed and then put Happy Easter, he didn't have any cocktails. He did it stone cold sober, unlike that guy.
Yeah, and the thing about Trump is when he writes those, you can tell that he's laughing the whole time. That the guy that just left that voicemail, he's angry. But I think Trump writes those and kind of giggles. Like when you write your columns, Howie, about the state police or, you know, the corrupt politicians, you kind of, it brings you joy.
Oh, it does. Absolutely does.
Speaking
and then when I get these, then when I get these nasty responses, that brings me even more joy.
Exactly. It's a never-ending cycle of joy. Howie, you were to call on Massachusetts electorate's ignorance might just get millionaires tax passed.
Yes,
and
I wrote about the graduated income tax. It's gone down since 1962. It's gone down at the ballot box, I think, six times. Or five times, and then it was thrown out by the Supreme Court once, the Supreme Judicial Court. And I said, though, now people are so stupid that the margin has gone down from 83 to 75 to 67 to 64, that the people are stupid enough now to maybe pass this thing on the grounds that, oh, it will only affect the millionaires, and they're doing it for the children.
Well, someone...
They're not going to get me because I'm a good person. I voted for Joe Biden.
At Framing Hammer wrote back to the Boston Herald... Oh, excuse me. I just got choked up there for a moment. To the Boston Herald, Howie doesn't want to pay his fair share. I thought you might want to respond to that.
I am not going to pay my fair... I already pay my fair share and then some. And I am not going to pay. And it doesn't matter if I make $1 million a year. By 2024, it will be way, way under $1 million a year. So see you later, Framingham-er. I already sold my property in Framingham. Now I guess I'm just going to leave the state.
Howie, I just want to mention this as a little bit of a side note, but I took Friday off and I was going over Twitter. And I saw a story, and you probably felt this way before, too, when you take a day off and you see a story and you're like, oh, I kind of wish I was at work right now so I could talk about this. The Pete Buttigieg, when he brought the bicycle in the
SUV.
Yeah,
I was just on Newsmax talking about it today.
That was unreal.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes John Kerry look like legit.
I know. I quoted to John Bachman, who you know down here. I said, you know, Barack Obama was quoted in one of those new books about the campaign as saying that Buttigieg couldn't be elected because he was too short and too gay. I said, after watching that video, we can add another two. Too cute, as in conniving. And
Too
cute by half, yeah. That was way too cute by half. And the other thing I thought about was in the 2004 campaign, there was a memorable incident. The Democrat convention in Boston was over, so they went out, Kerry and Edwards and his wife that he was cheating on and was dying of cancer, and Mama T. And it was Edwards' anniversary, and back, he was Poe. He was in law school at UNC when he got married to whatever her name was. And they had to go out for their wedding dinner at Wendy's. So they went out to Wendy's. They stopped the bus and they take it off and they all go like Mama T and John Kerry going into Wendy's. Try to imagine that. Not to mention Edwards and his wife. They're all multimillionaires. They go into Wendy's and then they spray it and then they just abandon their food and they go around the corner to a French restaurant. The thing was, nobody knew about that until after the campaign was over and it came out in a book or a magazine. Today, that would be out in 10 seconds, right? because somebody would get a picture of him, even if it wasn't a reporter, because the reporters are all in the satchel for the Democrats.
Yeah, it would be a citizen, a good citizen, a good Samaritan.
A citizen journalist.
Yes. Those are the only people who actually report the news nowadays.
Right.
All right, Howie, Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Let's go to cut two, please, Taylor.
Howie, it seems like you have silly juvenile nicknames for almost everything and everyone that doesn't agree with you. Do you keep them written down or do you just remember them? I mean, there were so many.
I'm very talented, you know. That's one of the things I have. I can't remember a lot of things, but I remember the nicknames that I give to people. Here's a good, actually, this is a good one. 508 says, Pete Buttigieg is the Rosie Ruiz of cabinet secretaries.
Yes.
That's a good way to describe him.
That's a
very
great
good.
Way to describe him. Oh, by the way, Howie, I always look on Twitter for hate mail for you. There's plenty, but someone ratted you out to Chris Cuomo. I guess on April 1st, you must have been talking about Chris Cuomo's father.
Yes.
The late Governor Cuomo.
Yes.
And this person said, at Chris Cuomo, Howie Carr just called your dad a sleazy governor on our local radio channel. I'm very angry. Me and my wife loved your father. And he sent it three times. He tattletailed.
That guy was, you know, I'm gonna make a guess, a wild guess, Grace.
Mm-hmm.
That guy who loved Mario Cuomo, he was not related to former New York City Mayor Ed Koch.
Probably a safe bet. Also, Howie, this guy has classic ones. He doesn't really mix it up every week, but he still makes the cut. Cut three.
Hey, Howie, you know, I was going to call yesterday, you know, it being April Fool's Day and all. I'm sorry, I'm not fooling. You're a wiener.
Not that creative, but.
What is this, New York Politician's Day? I'm a wiener?
He says it's a weird, too. You're a wiener. Oh, by the way, Howie, you tweeted out a story or a photo of Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. You said, you know, the president's looking great at Mar-a-Lago.
Yes.
Mar-a-Lago.
This person tweeted back and said, you and him will have fun recalling the good times when you're both in hell. And another person said, one ancient old man about another.
That's okay. I wasn't even there that night, by the way. I was working. I was working until 7 o'clock. The mailroom manager and Charlotte were there.
Oh, and I should add in here, whenever I write anything, Howie's name manages to appear in the comment section of all my columns. And this person says, there is nothing bullies enjoy more than going after easy targets. That was the last line of my column about, you know, the MLB caving to the woke mobs.
Right.
And this person says, so writes Grace Curley. She should know, of course, her mentor is the obnoxious and disgusting bully in Boston, Howie Carr. The infamous Howie Carr. She works directly with him or for him, I believe, for many years. And it certainly shows in her lame columns. She just hasn't perfected it as Howie has. Well, I'll keep trying.
That's right, Grace. You know, you're much younger than me. I mean, I've been at it much longer than you. You may be able to perfect it, and you may become as infamous as me. That's a good word, infamous.
Yeah, no, it is. This person writes, poor Grace, is this really what you want to do? Take a good look at has-been Howie. Sad, sad person. Run while you still can. And we have one hate mail from me, Howie.
Get right with Jesus, Grace.
I know. I need Jesus. This is the last voicemail we have. Cut four.
Grace, if you've ever listened to your high-pitched, whiny voice, it's getting on so many people's nerves. You are such a complete failure. I hope they take you off the air soon.
Complete failure. That one hurt.
You sound like a baritone compared to that woman. What about her own high-pitched voice?
I know. I do have a nice, deep voice. Howie, one more thing, because I think you'll appreciate this. One person commented on my column, because I was discussing how the only racist part of this Georgia law is the voter ID and the fact that you can't get food in line. And you can get food. You just can't get it from an outside source.
Right.
And this person was hating on my column, and I'm reading the comment, and I'm like, he doesn't really make any points. He said, this whole bill is designed to deter and cancel certain people from voting. And it's a policy that people like Gracie love. If they're not going to vote, he spells there wrong, but that's neither here nor there.
Of course.
If they're not going to vote my way.
I could tell that just from the way you read it that he spelled it wrong.
If they're not going to vote my way, they shouldn't vote, period. Equating this with flying is asinine. One does not have a right to fly, and the government sets the requirements for public safety. But under the Constitution, people have a right to vote. And this bill is an attempt to take that right away from them. I thought the comparison to flying was actually pretty good, my opinion.
I liked the fact that the guy tried to get an account opened with PayPal, which is down on this bill. And he said, I don't think I should have to use voter ID. And they told him to pound sand.
Oh, yeah. The market will decide, as all the Democrats are telling us.
And also, if you go to Major League Baseball, you say, how do I pick up a ticket at the will call window? You know what they tell you, Grace? You don't have to have an ID. You have to have a photo ID to pick up your tickets at the will call window in Major League Baseball, anywhere, apparently.
I told you this story. I've said this on the air before, but my dad went to the Red Sox game for his 50th birthday. This was years ago.
Yeah.
And he goes, and his license expired that day. And he goes to get a beer, gives the girl his license, and she goes, sorry, sir, it's expired. My dad goes, but it's my birthday. I'm 50 years old. And she goes, yeah, no, sorry, can't do it. So my dad goes, okay, no problem. So his friend goes up, gets two beers, which you're allowed to do, and then walks over to my dad, passes my dad the beer. The woman points at my dad, a 50-year-old man, and goes, no, sir, no, I see what you're doing. Please bring the beer back. You cannot have that. But IDs are racist when it comes to voting.
Charlie Parker gets a warm spot in his heart when he hears a story like
that. Yeah, no, he probably does.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
I appreciate it. I did it again this past Sunday. 3 bike rides in one day. All my energy is thanks to Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid you take 3 times a day to break down the acid in your body. You feel better, and I personally sleep better. It also reduces acid reflux and heartburn. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims, but with Balance 7, it was all 100% true. With Balance 7, I don't feel my energy starting to flag as the day wears on. By allowing me to sleep better at night, I have more mental clarity during the day. Balance 7 is a highly alkalizing concentrate. That means it reduces the acids that have built up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day, and you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is made of safe, all-natural ingredients. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or sleep issues, give Balance 7 a try. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold over 6 million units worldwide. Order your one-month supply at balance7.com. Use code word HOWIEFREE to save $10 and free shipping. Be one of the first 50 to purchase Balance 7 and receive Smooth Skin, an exfoliant and deep cleansing skin conditioner valued at $13.99 for free. You get it for free. Order now and receive $10 off a 30-day supply, free shipping, and a chance to receive Smooth Skin Conditioner at no charge, all by using my code word HOWIEFREE. That's HOWIEFREE. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
What happened?
Todd! And Cody! And Dylan! And Cameron! And Tucker! Hi, Tucker. I'm Todd.
Hi, Todd. I'm Tucker.
Tucker. Tucker sucks. And Tucker's friend, Kyle. There's another soft name for a boy, Kyle. Soft names make soft people.
Tell it to Kyle Rote, pal. If he were still alive today. I don't think he's around anymore. 844-500-4242, New York Giants running back in the 50s and 60s. CBS News Stealth Edits article promoting pure activism against Georgia election law. It was a big weekend for CBS News, which most of the time nobody ever pays any attention to.
This is so incredibly significant.
They tweeted out a headline, three ways companies can help fight Georgia's restrictive new voting law. Okay. So they got into pure activism to stop Georgia from enacting its voter integrity law. So then they changed it to activists are calling on. That's like saying, people say you're a crook, Mr. Politician. Activists are calling on big companies to challenge new voting laws. Well, you know, CBS has a very big athletic event that they're the network for. Do you know what it is? It's called the Masters Golf Tournament, the biggest golf tournament of the year. And so I guess CBS is giving up the Masters sponsorship to protest Georgia's voting laws. It's in Augusta, Georgia. No, they're not. CBS keeps lucrative rights to Masters despite pushing other corporations to cease doing business in Georgia. Hypocrite much?